Okay, I'll tell my manager.
Okay,
where he signed the note.
Page 209. So we started yesterday with Birchas Peiros, so Elon. So we are up to Mishnah Berurah Daled. Right, then things that grow from a tree, the brachas b'ri pri eitz, and he says except for wine, and we said then the wine is b'ri pri hagafen, whether it's chai mevushel. So look at the daled b'ri mevushel. Da'ayidei habishel emishtan hayayin legriusa. By cooking it, it doesn't become worse. Now that's it doesn't make it that it's no longer wine. And it doesn't make a difference how you made the wine, whether you cooked the grapes, right, or you cooked the wine, right? That's all okay, you know. But I had a question. Someone asked me yesterday, you know, is brandy? Can one drink brandy? You know, wine brandy on during the 9 days, right? So one of the things you see from here is that so that's distilled wine, and ultimately it is it's a shehakol. So unlike this, which is cooked wine or whatever, some processing to the wine, and yet it's still b'ri pri hagafen, right? Once it's distilled, right? So we make a shehakol on it, and it probably is not subject to the 9 days rules. Okay, hey, dahinu shenostin. So here with wine, right? You make kandatomi and you flavor the wine. It says afapi shen right and hey api shen ishtane taimei vereche ayideze mimashay mikodem. Even though it doesn't taste like wine anymore, it's got flavor, different flavors. Afilachol nishtane yain gerusa. That doesn't make it worse. But yain ikur lagabi duch. But still, the ikur is the wine, the alcohol. And therefore you would make a b'ri pri hagafen. And vav, devash, pilpulin, right? You put in honey or spices. If you have filo shlish devash or shlish pilpulin, even if it's, right? So this is a very interesting drink. It's one-third wine, one-third honey, one-third, pepper, spice, whatever. If you look at yayin ikr, the wine is still considered the ikr. Shehem lo bo rak la hashpicho la timo. They're just coming to flavor the wine. Right, there is a cheaper wine in Eretz Yisrael called Kanditon, which again is a thicker flavored type wine. And then it says, and if you mix wine with beer, then we go after the rov. So he says in Zayin b'shecher shall call haminim shavim b'zeh. Right, we don't care what type of beer it is; it's all the same. Levav aminei mashkin shepogim mafsin tamayin. Unless it's a beer that would cause the wine to become pugum, that the wine will become really foul tasting. Right? Right? It's going to start ruining the wine, right? That it loses the taste of the wine. So then you mevarach shahakol. So, okay, so then the beer becomes the ikr. And then we said, but if the majority is wine, anything that's an ikr and you have a tuffel, we'll see more about that as we go along. You make the brach on the ikr, you patter the tuffel. So the beer, which is not the majority, would be putter from the wine. From the brach on the wine, the majority is usually considered the ikr. And the miyat is considered secondary. Right. So we'll see many cases of ikr and tuffel when you have a mixture of food. Right, and one of them is not a mizonos type item, right? So then we say it is a the ikr is we follow the rov, right? That's let's say sushi, for example, where you got a lot of different ingredients. So then what is the rov exactly, right? Okay, mevarach b'ri pri hagafen. So you make a b'ri pri hagafen. V'hushlan is b'al t'tamayin de atarubas. Assuming you don't lose the wine taste. V'im harov sheichar, and if the majority is beer. Even though when it comes to diluting wine with water, right, the wine can be as low as 14%, right? But when it comes to mixing with beer, so people dilute their wine to get it to whatever flavor or level of alcohol, potency. right? By putting water. So the wine's not bottled for the water. The water's just mixed in with it. Right? But if there is beer, right, where you normally don't mix with wine, it's not meant to be mixed with wine necessarily. It's like two things you're mixing together. The kalmin shu harov hu'ikar, and then we follow the rov. Right? Water is just more of a dilution. Beer is just, it's a combination. Right? The grud disagrees. And again, this is one of those fascinating questions. So why is the Mishnah bringing that down here? To tell you to avoid the Shaila, right? Because there is the grud. That's probably why he's doing it. That even if you have a mixture, white wine is considered very potent, that it holds its presence even up to a sixth, regardless of what's in there. Okay, let's go to the Beralachas. So the bracha on fruit is borei pri. What?
Is that affect our dilution, our today's dilution ratio?
No, I mean, first of all, our wines are not, regular wine is not diluted. So then it just becomes a question of what exactly is diluted, but it would impact it. But again, any wine that you're talking about today that's diluted, it's usually talking about diluted with water. So that everybody agrees you can go down to a sixth of wine. So when you're mixing with other drinks, you have that issue. And I don't know that people are mixing today. It would almost be sacrilegious to mix wine with beer or something, you know, something else. You know, they flavor wine. No, I'm not saying, no, that's a different question as to how much you can dilute it. Back in the day, their wines were very strong, right? We'll get to it a little bit later. Their wines were very strong, and up to a sixth was a real concern. Right now that the wines are very weak, I don't know that you have that much leeway. Okay, so we said the first berlach, it's borei v'lo ha-borei, right? That he's constantly creating pre-ha'etz. So he says, V'afagav digidulim in arts, even though technically fruit does come from the ground, right? The tree grows in the ground. Lo ratzu lefatram bebrechas pre-ha'arts, kishari peris arts. We didn't want to patra them with the regular body pre-ha'adama. Mitoch shem chashuv miyosir. They are more chashuv, right? Because they are, v'kavu brachim yuchas lahas v'shif shamak v'shibar peris chashuvim ka'elu. Right, I think they're considered more chashuv just because of their taste. Right, stuff that grows from the ground is not as sweet and, you know, pleasant as stuff that grows on trees. So therefore, they have more chashivas. So they get their own bracha. And then we say, if you have wine that's made into kanditone, kosav chayot dehuadin mashikarin vermouth vine. Right, so that's vermouth, shuhumar, which is much bitter. More bitter. Gam kin yesh tavarach labari priagafen. It's still a mixture with wine. It's flavored wine. Achein prima godin be'eshal avram oz beiz mistapik b'zev kosh b'shim she'ein ha'cheich nenda mimenu kim l'refua afshir sh'af sh'hakon yivavari in reil varach halav. Right? Others disagree and say it really depends on what you're drinking it for. And if you are drinking it, you know, and don't get any benefit, right, then maybe there'd be no bracha, strictly medicinal. Okay, im harov yayin. But if your beer wine mixture is mostly wine, lechar yimayir biyayin mazig. Are we already talking about a diluted wine? Uchiyin simuk and shalom destam mezugim hivahar mayim. Right, raisin wine is definitely very water based. Afil im hashech hayamit nizbal tokach yayin adayat harubas. So if you've already diluted your wine and then you start mixing beer in there, so maybe that's really going to kill the whole wine taste or flavor. If he made the kaimel and comes and rage dal and sivhei b'haga and shum, as we'll see shortly. V'ulai mayir shibit star famiyut sheikh gam ken lo yal l'shisha chalak neger hayayin. V'ofen zed dayin shem yayin alav. He says, okay, maybe with the dilution and the beer, you still haven't done anything to get it down to a six. V'ulai kamamis and rage dal sivhei b'hanal and shum o demar b'yayin chay. V'chei mash b'agra. Right? The pashup shah, as we're talking, mixing with beer, is that it's, you know, undiluted wine that you're mixing with beer. Once you dilute it, so that's where he has the question, right? Are we joining the diluted wine together with the diluted with the beer? right, in terms of making the cheshbon. But again, I don't think that there's popular drinks like that today. V'im harov shecher, for the majority is beer. Hayim mishabur v'ayim primogam shehiksha midivrei ramah elu amashkos magen avram b'sim reish dalat sivkot and tazayin. The yayin b'mashkin afadivrei hataz alkol pontor shisha negdo shizbatobo. Right, that you do need six portions of other things, or one to five other portions, to be mevatel the wine. Even six portions don't cause problems. Here we're saying in rov it's batel, right? Right, so he says, you know, to make the distinction that if you're trying to dilute it intentionally, right, versus just mixing it, right, he says he doesn't like that distinction. That this idea that you can dilute wine even with other beverages, right, they eliminate that, you know, they're not goyris that mug and that rum, and the ikar is that you're going to lose your wine if it's batel barov. Right, they're not all the same. If you're adding liquids to wine to enhance its flavor, even if they're the majority, as long as you haven't diluted it 1 to 6, so let's say you want to add some, you know, apple juice or something. And maybe, you know, you have very, very strong wine, and apple juice helps, you know, flavor it. Even if the wine flavor changes, right, like the condotone, where it's a third honey and a third, you know, spices or whatever, and that's going to clearly change the taste. And the wine is already, it's only 1/3. You still make a better piragafen. You're enhancing the wine. You're not trying to enhance the honey. You can't say the wine is the tuffle because you're just trying to flavor the wine. They're coming to enhance the wine. Right? You're not adding beer to your wine to flavor the wine. Just trying to make some other sort of combo. Even though it may enhance the power of the wine because of the alcohol, I guess. But you're not doing it to make a super wine. You're using it to make a super combo. Right? So therefore, it's tied to rove by beer. But if you're mixing some other thing into wine to flavor the wine, so then you can have different guidelines. Right, so people can do what they want to do. They just have to, you know, I guess when you buy the stuff, that's why we don't really worry about it. Let's say, you know, I don't know if they had any plum juice at all, but let's say plum royale. So how much plum flavor is in there? Well, again, whatever it is, it's there to enhance the wine. It's not there to create a new sort of beverage. So therefore, things will remain a blurry pre-guffin unless you really mix it with something that is usually not mixed with it. Okay, we will stop here. Tomorrow, anybody want to do after davening?
I think there's a kiddush, need to work.
Oh, okay.
We have some guests coming.
Okay, so 10:30. 10:30 it is at my house.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, good Shabbos. Okay. Dovi? Okay, do you want the recording? I don't know what point you got on.
I probably came straight from the beginning.
Okay, so do you want the recording or no?
You can send the recording anyway, but I think